Please open your Bibles to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. In your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1044. Beginning with verse 16, we'll read responsibly through verse 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. As is our custom here at First Baptist, let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And let's finish together. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we praise thee. What a good day it is. On this last day of the year, we praise thee for a good year. On this day, we praise thee for a place to meet. We praise thee for meeting with us as thou hast promised to do. Now we praise thee for our precious gift of salvation. And we pray that you'd help us to give our attention to that which is preached this morning. You've given us a great church. You've given us a wonderful church family. And you've given us a man of God. We are privileged. Help us that we might listen, that we might do that which we owe thee, in giving our attention to the preaching. Bless, we pray, our preacher, and bless, we pray, those who hear, that we would be careful to hear and to do thy will. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hear him sing, I almost promise I'll never sing, it will be worth it all again. I love to hear him sing. I want to speak this morning on a very unusual subject. And do not turn me off until I have finished, because you may think I'm preaching heresy at first. I'm going to take one truth this morning that as I usually do, and I'm going to just hit it over and over again. But I want you to listen carefully, because you may, if you turn me off, wait until two-thirds through the sermon to take your nap. Because you go to sleep too soon, you'll not get the truth, and you'll think I'm preaching heresy. I want to speak this morning on this subject. Never mind God, I'll do it by myself. Never mind God, I'll do it by myself. Now I want to, as I do it, I want to read for you once again what you read a while ago. Don't turn to it, but listen carefully. Jesus is talking here. He says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Okay, that means get people saved. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That means get them saved and get them baptized. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Now that means get them saved, get them baptized. And then teach them what he commanded us. What he commanded us. He just got through commanding us to go and get people saved and baptized. So what he's saying is, I want you to go, get people saved, get them baptized. Then he said, I want you to teach the folks that you just got baptized how to go and get people saved and get folks baptized, that they may in turn teach those that they just got baptized to go and then get people saved and get folks baptized. Now, here's the main thing. He said, And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, wait a minute. This lo, I'm with you always doesn't come until we have obeyed the Great Commission. He didn't say, Lo, I will be with you as you go. He said, I'll be with you when you go. He did not say, "Lo, I am with you before you go." He said, "You go, and you get people saved, and you get folks baptized. Lo, or then, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So He comes in after we start. We don't need His help to go. Just take off. I was talking to a fellow a year or two ago, and he said, "Brother Howells, I have trouble with lying." He said, "How can I overcome lying?" I said, "It's easy. Just tell the truth from now on. That's the best way." Now, this morning, I want to speak on this subject. Never mind, God. I'll do it by myself. But don't leave me. Father, bless the message, please, and the people who hear it, and especially bless this simple servant who's trying to be a blessing to the people today. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody find your places now. No walking around, no moving, no leaving. All young folks here this morning, get back to your seat and sit down. Young ladies, get you a seat now. Come on, there's seats everywhere. Find you one and sit down. Hurry, right quick like. I want to talk to you this morning. Everybody listening, everybody watching. In just a matter of about 12 and a half hours, we will come to the end of another year. And we will begin, in fact, 12 and a half hours from now about, we'll be beginning a brand new year. I want to tell you something that I'm going to do in 1996. I'm going to give you six statements, and follow me carefully. Number one is, I'm going to do something for God in 1996. Watch me. Just watch me. I'm going to do something for God. In fact, I plan to do more for God in 1996 than I've ever done in any year of my life. I plan for 1996 to be the greatest year of my ministry. I'm going to do something for God. Watch me. I want to show Him that I love Him. Now, to show Him I love Him, I am going to do something for God. You say, "How do you know?" I know. I'm the guy deciding to do it. I'm going to. Number two, hear me carefully. I will not ask God to help me do it. The truth is, I never ask God to help me do anything. It's not the time to go to sleep. I said, I am going to do something for God in 1996. I said, number two, I am not going to ask God to help me do it, because I never ask God to help me do anything. Number three, I will not ask God to help me do it, but I will ask God to help me as I do it. I'm going to do it anyway. I won't do it as well without Him, but I'm going to do something for Him. He can help me if He wants to, and I'll do a better job if He helps me, but I'm going to do something for Him whether He helps me or not. So, I said, number one, I'm going to do something for God in 1996. I said, number two, I will not ask God to help me do it. I never ask God to help me do anything. Number three, I'll ask God to help me as I do it. God said, go. I don't have to ask God to help me go. So when I'm supposed to go, without His help. It's the command of God. And God never commands me to do anything that I cannot do, will to do. I'm to go soul winning. Now you said, you go soul winning, and you get folks baptized, and you teach them to go soul winning, and get folks baptized, and then I'm with you always, but you initiate it. I decide to go. God doesn't come up and say, I'll be with you if you'll go. No, God said, you go on. I'll catch up. But I will not be with you until you are going. Number four, I want His help, but I'm going to do something for Him anyway. Now, you said, Brother Howells, that doesn't sound very spiritual. Okay, I'll do something carnal. But I'm going to do something for God. I said, I'm going to do something for God in 1996. I said, I will not ask God to help me to do it, but I will ask God to help me as I do it. I want His help, but I'm going to do something anyway. Number five, I am going to beg for His help as I do it. Turn me down just a bit, please. I'm going to beg for his help as I do it. I'm going to plead for his help. Turn me down just a bit, please. I'm going to plead for his help as I do it. I'm going to cry out for his help as I do it. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not going to ask God to help me to start doing something. I'm going to say, God, I'm going to give it all I've got anyway, but I can do a lot better job if you'll help me as I do it. But you say, Brother Hiles, you can't do anything for God by yourself. Oh, yes, you can. How about 2 Chronicles 7:14? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. I didn't say ask God to help you. Humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There are four things that God says you can do by yourself. You can get down off your soapbox and quit thinking you're so hot. You can get down off your pedestal and quit thinking you're a second coming of Jesus Christ. And you can humble yourself and become a nobody in your own mind, and you can do that by yourself. And pray. You can pray by yourself. Good night, you can pray. I mean, when I was jumping out of a parish airplane as a paratrooper, I didn't say, God, help me as I pray. I said, God, help me. I didn't have time to say the Lord's Prayer. I just said, help. Help me, help me, help me. I said, you can pray by yourself. What does pray mean? Prayer means you can asking for something. You can ask God for something by yourself. God said, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now you hear me. You can quit your smoking by yourself. Now you can come near having the victory if God helps you, but God is not going to help you quit until you quit. And then you cry out for God to help you to have the victory as you quit. You can quit drinking by yourself. You young folks can quit listening to rock music by yourself. My Bible said, turn from your wicked ways. Didn't say ask God to turn you from your wicked ways. It says, if my people call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I'm tired of God getting the blame because you're in devilment. I'm tired of God getting the blame. But I tried to quit, but I sought God's help, but I just couldn't quit. Shut up! Yes, you can. You can quit your rock music by yourself. Now, you can quit it easier with God's help, but you're going to have to start it yourself. That means you can quit smoking by yourself. That means you can quit drinking by yourself. Now, you can win the victory easier with his help. But I want to say this morning, if he doesn't help you, you can still quit smoking by yourself. If he doesn't help you, you can quit drinking by yourself. You can quit rock music by yourself. By the way, you can turn off the TV by yourself. Oh, God, help me to turn off this movie. He doesn't need to. You got a hand? Twist it. You can quit reading dirty magazines by yourself. Say, how do you do it? You close them and burn them. That's the way you do it. Don't bother God with that. He's got a universe to run. Quit your dirty magazines by yourself. You can turn off your soap operas by yourself. You can go to church by yourself. You can read the Bible by yourself. Now, I'd rather have God read it. But if God doesn't help me one time in 1996 to read this book, I'm going to read the book anyhow. Now, once God finds out that I'll do it by myself, he comes along and says, I'll teach you a few things about it if you want to. But if he doesn't do it, I'm still... Listen, it's your job to do right. And I'm tired of people blaming God for the fact that they're doing wrong. I just can't... Oh, yes, you can. Well, I can't... Oh, yes, you can win the battle. Well, I can't overcome... Oh, yes, you can overcome. Remember the house... How in the world do I overcome wearing shorts? Put a dress on, baby. It's the best way. God said, get out there and get my message out. And when you do, lo, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world or the age. I said, you can quit smoking by yourself. You can quit drinking by yourself. You can quit rock music by yourself. You can turn off the TV by yourself. You can read the Bible by yourself. You can go to church by yourself. And by the way, you can tithe by yourself. If you can't do all the other things I said beforehand, choose this one first.
You can feed the poor by yourself. I'm saying you don't need God's help to feed the poor. God's got a universe to run. He ain't got time to help you feed the poor. Do it by yourself. Oh, God, help me feed the poor. I'll shut up and write a check. Put the money in the offering plate. Feed the poor. You can visit the sick by yourself. You can visit the shut-ins by yourself. You can dress modestly by yourself. You can obey the Great Commission by yourself. You can give to the needy by yourself. You can give the plan of salvation by yourself. You can be kind by yourself. You can obey your parents by yourself. You can keep the speed limit. Careful, huh? By yourself. Did you hear me, truck drivers? Just push that thing down until it gets to 55 on the tollway. And quit blinking your dirty lights at me because I'm obeying the speed limit and you want to go 175 miles an hour. You can give out a tract by yourself. You can tell the truth by yourself. You can keep your house clean by yourself. You can show Him you love Him by yourself. And you can show the whole world whose side you're on by yourself. You can carry your Bible to work by yourself. You can carry your Bible to school by yourself. You can bow your head and thank God for the food, no matter where you eat, by yourself. You can do your best by yourself. So, it isn't help me quit smoking, but help me as I quit smoking. It isn't help me go soul winning, but help me as I go soul winning. You super spiritual, deeper lifers that never go soul winning, y'all ask me, oh God, give me the victory. Good night, take off and start fighting. He won't help you begin the fight. He'll help you after you started the fight. He said, go and preach and baptize and teach. And then I am with you always. Boy, I'm going to do something for God in 1996. You don't believe it? You just wait till I start taking offerings so you can finance all I'm going to do for God. I'm telling you what, I've got more plans for 1996 than I've had in my whole life. I wiggle, I'm excited, I'm thrilled, I'm encouraged, I'm enthused, I'm invigorated, I'm worn out. But I'll promise you one thing, I'll guarantee you, brother, I, Jack Hiles, 69 years and 3 months old, 192 pounds this morning, 189 last Sunday, I, Jack Hiles, 5 foot 11 and 3/4 inches tall, IQ of 141, I, Jack Hiles, pastor of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana, I am going to do something for God in 1996. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm going to get on my knees and beg for His help. I'm going to plead for His help. I'm going to cry out for His help. But bless your little pea-picking heart. If He doesn't help me, I'm still going to do something for Him in 1996. So it isn't help me quit smoking. It's help me as I quit smoking. It isn't help me go soul winning. It's help me as I go soul winning. It isn't help me do right. It's help me as I do right. It isn't help me to pray. It's help me as I pray. It isn't help me to read the Bible. It's help me as I read the Bible. It isn't help me go to church. It's help me as I go to church. It isn't help me finish college. It's help me as I finish college. I'm tired of young folks coming to my office and saying, pray that God will help me finish college. Do it by yourself. You say, I'll die before I'll leave this place without my degree. And God looks down and said, I believe Him, so I'll help him. But God's not going to study for you, take those tests for you, or pay your bill for you. When God finds that determined soul that says, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, God said, I'll help that fella. Lo, I'm with you always. At the end of the command, not at the first of the command. That means He won't help you do it, but He'll help you as you do it. He'll help you as you quit your sin. He'll help you as you go soul winning. He'll help you as you work for Him. He'll help you as you obey His commands. Look, God gives you a command. You obey that command, and then God comes along and helps you to perpetuate that obedience. In other words, God doesn't give you the strength to do it. He gives you the strength to do it more easily. God's looking for somebody who's going to stand up for Him, and if they die. God's looking for Him to somebody who will say, "Dear God, if I never win a soul, if You never help me with Your power, I beg for Your power, I want Your power, but if I never win a soul, I am still going to get the message out." You can do that by yourself. You can pass out a tract by yourself. You can walk up and tell somebody Jesus saves by yourself. And so God comes along and says, "I want somebody that'll do it by himself. And once I'm convinced he'll do it by himself anyway, if he begs for my help, I'll help him do it because I know he would have done it anyway as best he could by himself." That means God won't help you try, but he'll help make it easier. But you said, "Brother Hines, how about Philippians 4:19? I can do all things through Christ." Yeah, but I can do some things by myself. I can do all things through Christ, but I can do some things by myself. And God's looking for a bunch of people that'll serve Him if they die. "I am going to tithe. I don't care what happens, I'm going to tithe. If I starve, I'm going to tithe. If I go broke, I'm going to tithe." Then God comes along and says, "I'll see to it you don't go broke." But God's looking for people that'll tithe regardless. And God's looking. Listen, I've been preaching for 50 years. I preached 56,000 times. I know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you what, God never has kept me from quitting. God's helped me to keep going once I decided myself not to quit. God wants you to say, "I am going to make it." And God said, "And I'll pave the road for you. But I won't pave the road till you. I am convinced that you're going to make it on the rough road. If I'm not convinced that you'll make it on the gravel road, I'll not pave the road for you." And God said, "If I'm not convinced that you're going to go along as best you can and give me all you've got by yourself, I'm not going to go with you." God said, "You get busy and get out and get the gospel out. When somebody gets saved, you get them baptized. When you get them baptized, teach them to go get the gospel out. And then I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." I can do all things through Christ, but I can do some things by myself. I can do more with His help, but I love Him, and I'm going to do something for Him anyway. Then ask Him to help me as I do it. If He doesn't help me, Watch me. Hey, if He doesn't help me, watch me and see if I go to a movie in 1996. If He doesn't even help me, watch and see if I smoke a cigarette in 1996. If He doesn't help me, you watch and see if I take a drink in 1996. You watch me. If He doesn't help me, you check and see if I read some dirty magazine in 1996. I'm not going to do it. Now, God comes along and God sees somebody. And boy, I want to tell you something. Tenacity is almost a thing of the past. Perseverance is almost a thing of the past. I've said before, two greatest compliments I've ever had in my life. Number one is Dr. Lee Robertson said, "Jack's a survivor. Jack's a survivor." Number two is Dr. Clint Miller of Southern California in Escondido, California, said, "Jack Howell's the toughest man he knows." I don't know how many men he knows, but I'm glad he thinks that. And those are compliments. What does it mean? It means I am going to go on and I am going to keep on going. And I want God to help me. But if God does not help me, He's still going to put up with me. Because I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to tell folks about Him. If God doesn't help me go soul winning, I'll just go witnessing. I'll spread the gospel. Now I want to say this. That way I can show Him better that I love Him. And I want to make a statement here. Listen carefully to it. On occasion, I like to do it alone. on occasion, I like to do it alone. Don't misunderstand me. As a policy, I want to do it and then beg God to help me. But occasionally, I like to do something by myself. Because that shows God I love Him. And it's my present to God to say to God, "Dear God, I want to do it." Now, don't misunderstand me. I can't be a success by myself, but I can keep on going by myself. I can't win the battle by myself, but I can keep from losing it by myself. I can't, may not win the victory by myself, but I can keep from gaining a defeat by myself. I'm simply saying there's sometimes I want to say to God, "God, let me just one time give you something by myself." Now, as a policy, I want Him to help me. I need Him to help me. But He will never start it. He only picks up after you have started. When Cindy was a little girl, I'd always give her Christmas money. And she'd buy me a present, buy her mother a present. Cindy got about 12 years old, 11, 12 years old one year. I said, "Cindy, I want to give you some Christmas money." And she said, "Daddy, don't give me any this year." And I said, "Why?" She said, "Daddy, I've been saving my money all year long. Let me buy your present by myself this year." And so she got my credit card and got a present for me. Just want to see if you're listening, that's all. Some of you folks, if you smiled, your jaw would bleed right here. That's what I want to do. I spend at least 20 hours every week begging God for His power. I spend at least 20 hours every week asking God to give me power. Not power to preach. I never ask Him for power to preach. I'm going to preach power or not. I ask Him to give me power as I preach. "Dear God, I'm not praying. Service isn't over yet. "Dear God, I'm about to go preach. Now, I'm going to preach anyhow. But I beg you, as I preach, give me power. As I preach, give me victory." But I never say, "If you don't help me, I'm not going to preach," because that's not true. I'm going to preach anyway. You say, "Why?" "Because the God of heaven called me to preach and commanded me to preach, and by cracky, I'm going to preach." So I beg Him to help me as I preach. He didn't have to help me to go soul winning. I'm going soul winning. I want Him to help me as I go soul winning. "Dear Lord, help," I'm not through yet. "Dear Lord, help me as I go soul winning. But I'm going to go anyway. But as I go," don't help me to go, "as I go." Look, God wants you to do something for Him. God doesn't want to do all this stuff for you. He wants you to do something for Him. So God comes along and God says, "Quit your smoking by yourself and then I'll help you. Quit drinking by yourself and then I'll help you. Quit your rock music by yourself and then I'll help you. Turn off your television soap opera by yourself and I'll help you. Quit reading your dirty magazines by yourself and I'll help you. Go to church by yourself and I'll help you. Read the Bible by yourself and I'll help you. Tithe by yourself and I'll help you. Feed the poor by yourself and I'll help you. Visit the sick by yourself and I'll help you. Dress modestly by yourself and I'll help you. Obey the Great Commission by yourself and I'll help you. Give the plan of salvation by yourself and I'll help you. Give to the needy by yourself and I'll help you. Be kind by yourself and I'll help you. Obey your parents by yourself and I'll help you. Keep the speed limit by yourself and I'll help you. Give out a tract by yourself and I'll help you. Tell the truth by yourself and I'll help you. Clean your house by yourself and I'll help you. Show me that you love me by yourself. I'll help you. Show the world whose side you're on by yourself and I'll help you. Thank God for your food in public places and I'll help you. Do the best you can by yourself and I'll help you." And one of the greatest New Year's resolutions you'll make this year, next year, is to stand up and say, "Dear God, I am going to do right. I'm going to read this Bible. I'm going to go out and witness. I'm going to pray. I'm going to walk, live clean life. I'm going to be decent. I'm going to be honorable. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to tithe. Now, God, I ask you to help me as I do it. But I don't ask you to help me to do it. Because I want that to do it to be my present to you. I want you to know, God, I love you. And because I love you, I'm going to do what you said. As I do it. It would be mighty nice if I had your help. But your help or not, I am going to do right. Now, I'm a little tired of some of you young folks coming to me and saying, pray that I can give up rock music. Shut your mouth and turn the stupid thing off. Over the house, pray for me that I can give up cigarettes. Take them out of your pocket and stomp them. Pray that I'll give up liquor. Take the bottle out and break it in the backyard. Pray that I can dress modestly as a lady. Put a skirt on. That's the way you do it. 1996. And I'm closing. I said a while ago, in 1996, I'm going to do something for God. You say, what are you going to do for God? Serve Him. And I'm going to serve Him if I have to serve Him by myself. And I'm going to tithe if I have to tithe by myself. And I'm going to get the gospel out if I have to do it by myself. But I'll promise you, I've known Him well, known Him long enough, and I know Him well enough to know this. Once I go on by myself to do it, and God looks down and says, boy, I like that. He's going to do it anyway. And I appreciate that. I think I'll make it easier for Him. Because He's going to do it. So I never ask God to help me to do anything. I ask Him to help me as I do everything. And that little part between the starting and His coming is the time when I can say, I love you. Here's my gift to you. Go ye therefore into all the world. Know, lo, I'm with you always yet. And teach all nations. Know, lo, I'm with you always yet. Baptizing them. No, lo, I am with you always yet. Teaching them to observe all things. Now he said, when you've done that, as you do it, I am with you always. So you start it. He'll help you. If he's convinced, you'll keep on doing it if he doesn't help you. See what I said? You start it. He'll help you. Now, yes, some of you pious, so-called deeper lifers don't like this kind of preaching because you want to blame God for the fact that you live in such an ornery life. You want to blame God for the fact you're not going soul winning. But I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. My God is not looking for lazy devils to help. My God's looking for industrious Christians to help. He's not looking for shirkers to help. He's looking for workers to help. In 1996, praise God, I am going to do something for Him. Now, I believe He's going to help me because I'm going to beg Him and beg Him and beg Him to help me as I do it. But just perchance, He wants to test me a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and do everything I'm supposed to do as best I can, or I'm going to die trying. Would you bow your heads, please?